that's playing through some contact.
Well, the Wisconsin Badgers fall 61-51 to the Illinois Fighting Illini and fall to 12-8 on the season, 4-6 in the Big Ten Conference. I'm Hunter Baumgarten. Welcome into the J&K Security Solutions postgame show. We'll be hearing from David Gasper from the Kohl Center. We've also got Ben Wergel coming up on the program as well. Covers the Badgers for Rivals.com. Looking forward to that, but I want to hear from you on the talk and text line. 414-799-1973. We've come to a crossroads of sorts. This Badgers team has lost 6 of 7 games. Wall got hurt. They lost 3 in a row. Came back for a half. They had Max Klesmet. They got a win over Penn State. Now again, they're back to losing 3 in a row, all in 1 week, Northwestern, Maryland, and now today in the Kohl Center against Illinois. And now they've lost 6 of 7. And today they had their full complement of guys. They were healthy again. The starters were back. And Wall gets 2 fouls in the first 5 minutes. And then he gets 2 fouls in the first 5 minutes of the second half. And they just could not get anything going. They had that one run to tie it at 37. And then Illinois went on a 17-2 run and took the 61-51 win. So, again, want to hear from you on the talk and text line, 414-799-1973. I mean, my question to you is this. How do we fix the Badgers' offense? I think, you know, I that's the question. And I don't know if I have answers. I don't know if you have answers. It can be as simple as they need to make more shots, and you're right. They do. When you look at the field goal percentage today, just not good. 33%. They only got to the line 7 times. We talked about how they needed to get to the line more after the loss to Maryland on Wednesday when they only got to the line 7 times. They only got to the line again 7 times tonight. And that doesn't help you. Especially because they were struggling from the free throw line in previous games. Now they're making some free throws. 4 of 7 isn't great, but they got to get to the line more. And they got to have that presence inside. And we said something, a weakness of the team coming into the season was this roster overall has it's a smaller roster overall. They don't have a lot of depth when it comes to big men inside. They just don't. It's Crawl and Wall, and then it's Ilver and Gilmore, and Ilver and Gilmore don't have a lot of experience, and I'm excited to see what they can do. And Gilmore wasn't you know, too bad today, to be quite honest. I mean, Gilmore had 5 points. He was 2 for 6, so that's not great field goal-wise. Nobody really shot the ball incredibly well today. Tyler Wall was 4 for 7. Tyler Wall was productive when he was in the game, but he wasn't in the game a lot because he was in foul trouble. He played just 19 of the 40 minutes. So, again, want to hear from you. 414-799-1973. Got some texts already to get through. Obviously, a lot of people upset with the first half. When we return, we're going to talk about that first half. 16 points the Badgers scored. That's not pleasant. So we are going to get to all that when we return. Badgers fall 61-51 to Illinois. Want to hear from you. 414-799-1973. This is the J&K Security Solutions postgame show.
J&K Security Solutions. From home security to automation, J&K Security Solutions has you covered. Go to jksecurity.com for more info.
J&K Security Solutions postgame show continues. Badgers fall to Illinois 61-51 tonight, or this afternoon, I should say. Badgers fall to 12-8 on the season, 4-6 in the conference. J&K Security Solutions can give you the power you never thought possible. Visit jksecurity.com to learn how J&K can integrate your world. Going to hear from David Gasper at the Kohl Center. Also, Ben Wergel going to join us in just a moment. Badgers have lost 6 of 7. Want to hear from you on the talk and text line, 414-799-1973. Let's go out to Ken of the Falls. Listen to us on this snowy afternoon. Ken, how are you?
Fabulous. Hey, for the first time in a long time, I actually got a chance to watch both Marquette and Wisconsin today. And boy, you talk about contrasting style in just the way they're coached. You know, Marquette's not very big, you know, just like Wisconsin. But here they're ranked 16th. But the vast differences in the two in terms of how they're coached is like night and day. Marquette, they just don't seem to get rattled. They have a confidence about themselves where it looks like the Badgers just don't seem to have that type of confidence. They seem like they're watching the game more than playing the game. They look flat-footed. They're behind, you know, when they're playing defense, they seem to be a step behind. They're creating silly fouls. And that's lack of footwork. You know, that's just poor. It was a number of things that I saw today that were just troubling watching this Badger team, because they do have some talented guys. You know, when they're big guys, if they could keep their two big guys a crawling wall down in the box, they just need better ball movement. And they just don't seem to have that type of ball movement as some of the other teams. Even when I watched a little bit of Northwestern today, the ball movement was outstanding. Badgers don't seem to have that. For whatever reason, they get caught watching the game and not playing it. And I said that now twice, but that's one of the observations I've seen. You know, they don't crash the boards. Very seldom do you see this team crashing the boards. It's a shot goes up and they're running the other way. So it's frustrating to watch this team because of the talent that they have. And unfortunately, in my opinion, it does come down to coaching. I know Butchie strongly disagrees with me on that, but it's at this point in time, you know, you listen. Did you listen to the post game interview, by the way, by Stephen Bardo with Matthew Meyer?
I did
not. And what he had said.
No.
Oh my gosh! Here, the kid gets up there and he does a tremendous post game interview by saying he made one statement that caught my attention, and he goes, "Our coach Brad Underwood completely changed our style mid season to fit our talent." That was telltale.
Yeah.
And I was a little surprised that player said that, but he did. He goes, no, the coach switched to meet the needs of our players and change the style. So, you know, Greg Gard might want to take note of that and try and get his guys in a better a position for this last stretch of games here to see if they can even make the tournament. Because right now, boy, I don't know how this can even be considered a tournament team the way they're playing.
Yeah, right now they're the last. Appreciate the phone call, Ken. You know, they're one of the last four in right now in a lot of bracket projections, and that's not usually where Badgers basketball is. We've come accustomed to getting in the tournament, getting a bye, maybe even a double bye in that Big Ten tournament in March. I think when you look at the contrast of styles, Marquette scored 89 today, Wisconsin scored 51. That kind of shows it right there, so to speak, when you look at just the score on the outset. I think Gard has, in his history, and especially to start this season, he did more with the players that he's able to get and recruit than a lot of other coaches. I mean, that's a reason why this guy is where he is with the Badgers in his eighth season as the Badgers head coach. He's been named the Big Ten Coach of the Year twice. He's been to the NCAA tournament every year. He's won 2 Big Ten regular season titles, including just last year. So when we look at coaching and we look at Greg Gard, and we have text coming in on the talk and text line, 414-799-1973, and this explains it. 262 says the Greg Gard haters will dominate social media going forward unless the team turns this season around. They saw what AD Chris McIntyre did with the football program, and they're demanding it now with basketball. And they see what Marquette's doing. They're going to make a lot of noise. The fact that we are on national television and they want results now. Yes, it's all about results now, but I think we have to separate the basketball program with the football program. The football program did not just win a Big Ten championship and the next season let go of Paul Christ. That's not what the football program did. The Badgers basketball program just won a Big Ten title last year with a team that was picked 9th in the Big Ten. So that's, to me, there's a difference there. And that's where I want as well. I want to make sure that we distinguish that difference and distinguish where these two programs are, because sure, it's what we've seen Fickell do with the football program is awesome. We've seen the recruits come in and the use of the transfer portal and how excited we are for next football season. And that's great. But I think to me, you have to also look at the basketball program and what Greg Gard has been able to do and what Greg Gard has been able to do with the talent that he's been able to recruit. Now, he's the recruiter, right? He's at the head coach, so he's going to be blamed or given credit for recruiting. I think when you talk about recruiting and people are a little upset with recruiting, and we've seen that as well, I think you conveniently overlook what they just got in Johnny Davis for a couple of years. And that wasn't what the Badgers usually do. The Badgers are usually a team that have players that go 3, 4, 5 years. Brad Davison was here how many? 11 years. So that's usually what the Badgers do. They 100% usually take guys and they, you know, have them in their system for 4 or 5 years. And that's by design. That's how they've won. That's how they've had one of the most consistent college programs in the country. And so I think we have to, you know, when we're looking at all of this, not forget where the basketball program is compared to where the football program was, because I do think it's a different landscape, and I do think it's a different set of just where they are as programs. Let's take a look at some other texts here on the Talk and Text line. Unnamed in the 262. When you combine players with limited offensive ability and horrible offensive system and coach, you get a 16-point half. I don't think it's a horrible offensive system, but I do think Ken was on the right track in the fact that, you know, you had Ilver taking threes, you had Gilmore taking threes. I think there was one possession where, like, Ilver or one of them took back-to-back threes on a possession, on two possessions down the court. And watching the game with Spencer, who's producing the program, and I was thinking, and we were like, that's probably not what Greg Gard wanted. And so is that the players doing that? Is that, you know, Gilmore just going down and taking threes? They have to be more patient. Gard said after the Maryland game, they have to be more patient. They weren't tonight. Let's go to John on the Talk and Text line, calling us at 414-799-1973. John, what are your thoughts?
Hey, Hunter, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Couple quick things. I mean, I think it's extremely apparent that just the Badgers have a severe lack of talent, specifically offensive talent. I mean, they've got a couple of nice players, but you know, they've got some talented guys when it comes to hustle and, you know, kind of making the dirty plays. But, you know, I think one of the problems with the system that, you know, that they have and people are seeing is that when you've got, you know, when you've got a system like this that really uses up a lot of the shot clock, and there's a lot more, I think, isolation ball in Wisconsin basketball than you see in some of the other teams. Mm-hmm. You need to have a guy. You need to have a guy that towards the end of the shot clock, which most of their possessions come down to, can create something. And I'm not talking about a step back from 25 feet, you know, jumper that Hepburn takes. I think that he's taken way too many times. But you know, they've had that in the past with like a Bronson Koenig, or obviously like a, you know, a Sam Decker or like a Jordan Taylor, and obviously last year with Davis. But
yep,
this system calls for you to have a player like that, and they have nobody on this team that can do it right now. And I think it's just frustrating just to see that, you know, most of the possessions are a 6 to 7 pass possession, and then all of a sudden they try to find some sort of mismatch offensively in the post, and they don't have guys that you can consistently count on that are either, if not get a bucket, that are going to get fouled. So I think that, you know, we're really looking at a team that, you know, they hustle and they've got, you know, some guys that are really good at doing the dirty work, but they are seriously lacking some offensive talent and some talent on the team right now.
That's great points, John. Appreciate the phone call. Very good points there, and well said. And I think, you know, especially when Wall was out for a lot of this game. I mean, again, Wall had 2 fouls in the first 5 minutes of the first half, 2 fouls in the first 5 minutes of the second half, and Tyler Wall only played 19 minutes today, not even half the contest. And that is a guy who you rely on inside to get a bucket or to get fouled. So great points there. Absolutely, John. Let's take a quick 10 for an ID across all of our stations here on the post-game show. You're listening to the J&K Security Solutions postgame show. All right, welcome back. J&K Security Solutions postgame show. I'm Hunter Baumgart. David Gasper going to join me from the Kohl Center in moments. Ben Wergel going to join us on the program as well. Appreciate your talk and text. 414-799-1973 is the phone number. So the score at halftime was 20-16. We remember the game where the Badgers beat Dayton 43-42. They shot 22% from the field in that game. Well, again, it was one of those. And it was one of those games in the first half where the Badgers were not shooting well, but Illinois was not shooting well. The Illinois Fighting Illini didn't get out of the single digits until 6:20 to go in that first half. So the first 13, 14 minutes of the game, Illinois did not get out of the single digits. I credit the defense for the Badgers, truly. You can say what you want about the offense, but the defense in the first half, to me, was really good for the Wisconsin Badgers. But that didn't mean teams weren't making shots. So I put together this to commemorate the first half.
Back out this siege, a foot three, right side, off the rim, no good. Ball screen in the lane, running right-hander, off the right side iron, no good. Klesman open for three, left of the circle, that's off the mark, no good. Feeds Klesman, open three, left side, back iron, no. Meyer tries a three, left of the circle, too long, no good. Hepburn the rebound. Chucky starts to back down in the lane, one pump, up from 8 feet away, off the left side iron, no good. Feeds Epps, deep three, left of the circle, off the rim, no good. Feeds Davis for three, right side, off the rim, no good. Hawkins for three, left of the circle, back rim no good. Corner three, off the rim no good. Hawkins a rebound out to Melendez. Another corner three, right side. Missed again. A lot of really good defense. That's my spin. I'm sticking to it.
I like that spin, Matt LaPay. Yeah, that was the first half, and a fantastic musical assortment there as well from Spencer producing the program. But obviously makes sense for that montage to have that music underneath. But man, oh man. Yeah, a lot of bricks in that first half. 20-16 was the score, but Illinois goes on in that second half to score 41 points, and that's what leads them to the 61-51 victory over the Badgers. Badgers fall to 12-8 on the season. They fall to 4-6 in the Big Ten Conference. David Gasper going to join me next from the Kohl Center. We'll also give a call to Ben Wergel as well, covers the Badgers for Rivals.com. That's call coming up next on the J&K Security Solutions postgame show.
Security! J&K Security Solutions can give you the power you never thought possible. Learn how J&K can integrate your world.
We have a security breach.
Visit jksecurity.com.
Wisconsin falls 71-61 to Illinois this afternoon. They fall to 12-8 on the season, 4-6 in the Big Ten Conference, and they've lost 6 of 7. What is going on with the Badgers? Let's go out to the Kohl Center. David Gasper joins me now on the J&K Security Solutions postgame show. David, what was the atmosphere like today there at the Kohl Center?
Well, it was pretty good early on. You know, you got the student section showed up bright and early. You know, as soon as gates opened, I mean, they were filled up here on the lower section. And then, you know, as you go through that first half and Wisconsin's shooting 18% from the field, and, you know, it feels like, you know, all the air got sucked out of this place. So, you know, it took them a while. They were kind of struggling there. It got quiet for a bit. But then, I mean, you get into the second half, Wisconsin goes on that 15-2 run, and they get right back into the game. I mean, it started with that first three from Chucky. And then the crowd started to get into it and believe a little more. Then you get the second three from Chucky, and you're right back within four, and, you know, everyone's back in. Wisconsin takes the lead, and this place is rocking. And then Illinois goes on a 19-2 run, and the wind just gets taken out of the sails once again, and it's just quiet the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because, like you said, a lot of hype coming in. Badgers needing a win. They get it back to 37-37. And then that run, man, oh, man, that was like a 17-2 run. That was rough. We now bring in Ben Wergel as well on the talk and text line. He was watching today's game and covers the Badgers for Rivals.com. Follow him on Twitter at The Badger Nation. Ben, your thoughts? The Badgers have lost 6 of 7 now, including a loss today, 61-51 to Illinois.
Yeah, I think this team's in trouble when it comes to forget the Big Ten standings. We're talking about NCAA tournament opportunities here. And you know, you looked at kind of the projections where they were standing. Kind of coming to the weekend, ESPN had them as the last team in the field. Fox Sports had them as one of the last four teams in the field. And Wisconsin now has missed back-to-back opportunities for a quad one win. And their resume, we talked about on Wednesday, it's fleeting here. They don't have very many, you know, marquee wins, quality wins over the top 50 in the NCAA net ranking. This was an opportunity at home to be a team that got you 3 weeks ago. You had your full complement of players back, and you just weren't able to sustain any offensive flow. A part of it was Tyler Wall picking up two early fouls in the first half and staying for the final, I think, 15-20, and then him picking up two fouls in 3 seconds in the second half and sitting for a long stretch of time. Now, Wisconsin made a run with him on the bench, but when he came back in, you could just tell that he had to play a little bit more passively, that he couldn't be as aggressive, and he only took three shots in the final 9:30 and only scored 2 points. So, you know, we've talked about what this team needs to do differently. By this point, you kind of are what you are, and Wisconsin is going to be a jump-shooting perimeter team this year with not a lot of depth in the interior and guards that aren't really willing to drive the lane and to draw contact and score at the rim. And that's become kind of abundantly clear. And this team is right now going through a massive offensive disconnect. They're not making open shots. Wisconsin had a lot of open shots today, a lot of open shots that just didn't fall for them. To shoot 33% from the floor at home, that's a pretty ugly number. And the fact that Wisconsin shot 18% in the first half and still was in the game is a credit to their defense. Just shows that this was a very winnable game for this team. They just can't find a flow offensively with too many guys just struggling with their shots right now.
Yeah, Ben, and you know that's been a big complaint about this team really all season long. And another one of them is the free throw line. And you know, especially in a game like today where it seemed like the refs were calling fouls on just about everything, there should have been plenty of opportunities to get to the line. But Wisconsin only gets 7 free throw attempts on the night, and that's also, you know, that ties for their lowest mark of the season, which they also set in their game on Wednesday. So. Yeah. Back-to-back games with only 7 free throw attempts. They made just 4 of them. So another rough night at the line, another night not getting to the free throw line enough.
And like I said, this is just a team that does not have that dominant low post player who can finish through contact. Someone that, or a guard that is willing to put his head down, drive in the lane, and make plays at the rim. That's what Wisconsin had last year with Johnny Davis and Brad Davison. Those are their top 2 free throw shooters last year. You know, Johnny got to the line a ton, and that's where he got a lot of his points, by just making plays off the dribble. And you know, you want Chucky Hepburn to be that guy, but right now Chucky is just struggling with his confidence with his shot. Now, it was good to see him hit some shots in the second half to kind of bring Wisconsin back, but still, you know, 6 of 14, and it hit kind of a meaningless 3-pointer there late, to be the team's leading scorer. But, you know, no free throw attempts for Chucky Hepburn. No free throw attempts for Tyler Wall. No free throw attempts for Stephen Krall. So you're 2 starting forwards who admittedly did not play a ton of minutes today because of foul trouble. Wall just played 19 minutes and Krall just 28. No free throw attempts between the two of them. So that's just how this team is this year. For whatever reason, they're not a team that is showing the ability to draw fouls, and guards that aren't willing to kind of go for contact. You have a lot of spot-up shooters, and that's kind of the makeup of the team. It looked great earlier in the year, right, when they were 11-2 and, you know, just a box out of the way from beating Kansas down to Bahamas and, you know, nearly beat Wake Forest at home in a game where their defense let them down. Now it seems like this team kind of alternates. They're either really bad offensively or they're really bad defensively. Wednesday was defense. Maryland just crushed them in the low post. Tonight it was the offense's turn just to have an off night.
Ben Wergel joining us, covers the Badgers for Rivals.com. Follow him on Twitter at The Badger Nation. David Gasper there at the Kohl Center. I'm Hunter Baumgartner, the J&K Security Solutions postgame show. From home security to automation, J&K Security Solutions has you covered. Go to jksecurity.com for more info. On a positive side, Ben, Max Klesmit returns to the lineup, and he was big for the Badgers on both ends. You know, took 2 charges, 12 points. He also was able to get a bunch of rebounds as well, 8 boards tonight. What was your thoughts as Klesmit returns to the lineup?
Well, I thought his first 5 minutes kind of set the tone. I mean, he opened UW scoring with a 3-pointer, then he drew the offensive foul on Shannon and then registered a steal all within the first 5 minutes. And, you know, that offensive foul was big because then Shannon picks one up, I think, at the 15-40 mark, and then he sat for the rest of the first half. And so you thought, okay, Illinois' leading scorer, the player that put up 24 against Wisconsin 3 weeks ago, is on the bench. This is where Wisconsin can maybe do something here and kind of maybe build the lead and kind of give their defense some padding. And then 20 seconds later, Tyler Wall picks up a second foul, and then it was just kind of a rock fight that final 15 minutes. But, you know, I thought Klesmet was active, had 8 of Wisconsin's first 12 points, and like you said, he just kind of fills up the stat sheet and does some things really well defensively. No guard really hurts Illinois in this game. It was all just Matthew Mayer just crushing Wisconsin from all three levels, 2 point, 3 point, and the free throw line. So, but, you know, Klesmet is an experienced guard, a guard who has really increased his defensive ability at Wisconsin. So it's good to see that he's back. It's good to see that Wisconsin now has their full lineup available to him, just that you never really saw that in this game just because of the foul trouble by Wall in both halves and then Stephen Crowell in the second half as well.
Yeah, and then you get to, Matthew Mayer, really just kind of took over the game for Illinois. 26 points, had 5 of their 6 three-point makes. And, you know, really, he was on, Connor Asijan was on him all day. You know, Mayer, a senior, Connor Asijan, a freshman. It was a really frustrating night on both ends of the ball for Connor Asijan, having to guard Mayer all night long, and Mayer just really being able to take advantage of a freshman guarding him. And then Asijan, 0 for 5 from the field, 0 of 4 from 3, just 3 points on the night, a couple of turnovers. A rough, rough night for Connor Asijan here today.
Yeah, and he didn't play well against Illinois 3 weeks ago either down in Champaign. I think he was 2 of 5 for 5 points in that game. This is life in the Big Ten. He's kind of going through it for the first time. He's trying to figure things out, and Illinois has done a good job on not letting him be a spot-up shooter and take advantage, because that's his biggest weapon, right, is his ability to create space and hit open shots. And, you know, in 2 games against Illinois, he's 2 for 10. And Mayer just – that run that Illinois went on, 19-2 run after it was 37-all, you know, Mayer just took advantage. I mean, he's averaging 10.6 points per game, and he had 10 points during a 4-17-minute stretch of that decisive run, which I think overall was 22-4, if you really kind of boil it down. You thought that Wisconsin was going to have that momentum, right? Chucky Hepburn at the driving layup, Wisconsin leads after such an ugly first half. You could feel the Kohl Center start to have some energy for the first time, you know, stripe out, afternoon crowd, big crowd sold out. This was kind of be the moment to kind of push them over. And then, you know, Mayer and company just came right down. They scored again and just really never looked back. And that's the problem with this Wisconsin team right now, is they don't have that one player that can carry an offensive burden or that can make that big shot. That was Johnny Davis last year, and they don't really have that guy that can create his own shot and just take over games. And they've needed someone like that here on this very ugly stretch for Wisconsin, where you've gone from 3-0 in the conference and looking great to now sitting in 11th place in the Big Ten heading into the month of February.
It has been quite a turn of events that has not been positive for the Badgers basketball program, but hoping they can turn it around coming up Thursday against Ohio State. Ben, we'll talk to you then. Really appreciate the time, and have a good rest of the weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. That is Ben Wergel, covers the Badgers for Rivals.com. Follow him on Twitter at The Badger Nation. When we return, we'll get David's final thoughts on the game and also look ahead to the game against Ohio State. And, of course, we need to get our fun facts with Dave. Right, Dave?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's yeah.
I wish they were a bit more fun, you know?
Yeah. It's been sad facts with Dave in the last couple of games, including probably today. But we'll get to those next. Wrap it up. You're listening to the J&K Security Solutions postgame show. Badgers fall. They're 12-8, 4-6 now in the Big Ten Conference. As we just said with Ben, they were 3-0 in the Big Ten Conference and have lost 6 of 7 games. They are on a slump. Now, Dave, were you able to find any fun facts?
All right, let's have some fun.
Yes, there are a couple of fun facts here. They're not related to the actual game because those facts are depressing. During the game, they showed on the scoreboard 2023 recruit Nolan Winter was in the house. 6'11", power forward, three-star power forward coming in for next year's class, committed to the Badgers. So he was in the house, and he's going to be a big part of the future for Wisconsin. And, you know, really with Tyler Wall and Stephen Crowell being in the foul trouble that they were in, they could have used the 6'11 power forward in the lineup tonight rather than waiting until next year.
That's true. They definitely needed that presence. And, yeah, that Tyler Wall foul trouble was rough tonight. The Badgers coming up on Thursday, so finally they get some rest. You know, David, this has been quite a week. They played three games in a row, and they lost all of them. That was the unfortunate part. You thought that maybe they could take one. Obviously, Northwestern, you like to get that game. Maryland was tough on the road. They're really good at home. But then coming back to the Kohl Center, you thought, okay, we've lost the first two, but we can maybe get the third at the home, but didn't happen. They've got a game at Ohio State. Now, Ohio State's 3-6 in the Big Ten Conference. They're 11-9 overall. This is a game, you talk about must wins. You know, people talked about today being a must win. You got to get back on track on Thursday.
Yeah, they definitely need a must win here. I mean, the month of January really has not gone to plan. 2-6 now in the month after being undefeated in December. So, you know, they really need to start off February on a strong note and get back on track because, I mean, you have two three-game losing streaks here, you know, with the Penn State win in between. They got to get back on that horse and get back winning. Ohio State might be, you know, you're not going to have too many opportunities in the Big Ten just with how strong it is from top to bottom. But, you know, Ohio State, at least record-wise, you know, they're at least a team that you would think, okay, like they should be able to compete. But they're on the road. They're in Columbus, so that's going to make it a little bit tougher for them as well.
Right. It's going on the road in the Big Ten is never easy. They've got Big Ten, or they've got Ohio State on Thursday, and then they've got Northwestern on Sunday night there at the Kohl Center. Well, we shall see what happens. The Badgers are at a crossroads here, folks. I said at the beginning of the show, they've got to win some games, or else, you know, this tournament run and this run of years in the tournament could go down the drain.
Yeah, that would not be that would not be very good. No, to have it's a dangerous spot. I mean, we still got some time, but I mean, you're heading into February now. I mean, this is the last full month, so they're going to need to rack up some wins and you know, get themselves at least some momentum heading into March.
No doubt about it. J&K Security Solutions, from home theaters to smart lighting to a universal home control. Go online to jksecurity.com. This has been the J&K Security Solutions postgame show. David, we'll talk to you Thursday night.
Talk to you Thursday. Hopefully we have some better news and some more fun facts next time.
Yes, I'm very much hoping so. For Ben Wergel, for David Gasper, I'm Hunter Baumgart saying so long. Stay safe in the snow. Badgers fall to Illinois 61-51. This has been the J&K Security Solutions postgame show.